This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University is in the midst of a search for three critical positions: system president, Carbondale campus chancellor, and recently announced a search for a permanent provost at SIUC. I talked with interim chancellor John Dunn about what lies ahead.
Well, I don't think that, I think for every challenge there's great opportunities. And I think it's will not be difficult to find a talented individual who would like to come here, be part of the community, and benefit from what is a great foundation of a really fine university. Our enrollment is less today than we'd like it to be, but there are some signs there that are encouraging, and I think the wise people, good quality candidates, they'll see it, and they will make application.
Dunn says he's been upfront from the beginning of his tenure in Carbondale. He has a home in Oregon, and his children and grandchildren live out west, too, so he's eager to get back there. And while he won't be hand-selecting his successor, he does have opinions about what type of person should hold the position.
I really believe that today that there is a strong, and really I will use the term critical need, for someone who is really vested in students and is has a personality that enjoys the interaction with students, wants to be part of and with students, and I've seen this work. I think there are many, many young people on this campus and campuses across the country that are really desirous of having a little closer connection, a relationship with leadership. And so we need not be hesitant to emphasize that, to let these young people know that, look, we were all where they are right now at some point in our life, and that with the help of a lot of other people, we were able to have a good life, be successful, and that they too can do that. But we have a responsibility to make sure that we help them and support them and also correct them, as others did with us when we were younger. But that we really are concerned about their success and making sure that we're there 100% of the time to support. And that means engaging with them in fun activities as well as obviously more serious activities, but it's all good. It's important.
SIU trustees expect to name a new system president by the end of 2019, and last month they said they hope to have a new SIUC chancellor on board in the spring of 2020. Dunn says he's ready and willing to make sure the transition is as easy as possible.
I've made it clear to the trustees and to the president that, look, they should feel free to use me as they think appropriate. On the one hand, you don't want to be in the way. And on the other side of that, however, you want to be as helpful as you possibly can be. And that's what I would want to do, is to help whoever it is be successful and offer counsel and advice, recognizing that whoever we select is going to be a very bright person, probably well-experienced themselves. And but nevertheless, it's nice to be able to talk with someone else, and I'd be happy to do that.
More recently, SIU leaders decided to also launch a search for a permanent provost for the Carbondale campus. While the search for president and chancellor are on a national scale, the search for provost is internal. Dunn says there were a lot of reasons for that.
Well, first of all, let's start with what I do know, and that is the trustees are making very good progress in identifying a president for the system. It would appear that that individual is going to be someone external to the university. I think it's highly probable, although internal candidates will be welcomed as well when we talk about chancellor search, but I think it's highly probable, given the history of the university, that that person will also be external. So it seems to me that to best serve a new chancellor, it's nice to have someone who can offer some stability who knows the university, knows its strengths and points of pride, also its challenges, and to be available.
Dunn says in the meantime, he's looking forward to homecoming and continuing his work on moving the campus to a more student-centered learning environment that also serves the region. I'm Jennifer Fuller.